Longtime Lynn Public Librarian Eileen Kearney will never forget that night, some 20 years ago, when she found herself alone in the stacks.
And I saw something out of the corner of my eye, so I turn and look, and there's a woman all in black in Victorian clothing, and she's scooting down one of the alleyways in the stacks.
Wasn't a shadow.
It was not a shadow.
As we reached the scene of the encounter, Kearney explained how she followed the woman to the head of this long aisle, lined floor to ceiling with bookshelves, all the way to the wall.
And then when you got to the spot that we're standing right now, you looked, nothing there.
Right, and it only took me, what, 2 seconds to get here. So where would they have gone? There's no place to go. Except poof.
Kearney says she wasn't scared, even for a second. She knew exactly who it was. Ruth Edna Kelly, a librarian in Lynn from 1917 to 1955, who was known decades later to still haunt the stacks. Here's Kearney and Chief Librarian Teresa Hurley.
What do we know about her, if anything?
There's not a lot. She worked the library for a long time. I mean, even in her obituary, she leaves no near relatives. She was kind of a loner.
It said in her retirement article that she wanted to derive much pleasure and satisfaction from her home, her pet cat, and gardening.
Yikes.
A stereotype of a librarian.
I was just going to say.
But Kelly did leave a lasting, if today little-known, legacy. A carefully researched volume published in 1919 when she was just 26 years old, called The Book of Halloween.
It's certainly the first serious historical book on Halloween.
That's Somerville author and Halloween authority Leslie Bannatyne. Since she started writing about the holiday 25 years ago, Kelly's book and its thorough bibliography have been invaluable guides for Bannatyne.
There are other sources before then, but Ruth Kelly was the one who put it all together in one book for adults with the history part.
For the history, Kelly delves deep into the ancient roots of Halloween on the British Isles, drawing on everything from the Irish sagas to early Scottish poetry to medieval history and mythology.
She gets the deep down what's Halloween about, which she writes a lot about, you know, the turning of the sun, the changing of the seasons, the coming of darkness, all those things that can be opened up into metaphors and how people thought back, you know, 1,000 years ago or more.
But Kelly also cites volumes of then-modern American and British folklore, contemporary newspaper articles, and women's magazines, shrewdly noting that the Halloween that was emerging in America was something altogether different.
America invented a new Halloween that worked for us in the 20th century.
There were parties with secret guest lists where one came dressed as a ghost or a witch, romantic old-world fortune-telling games, and kids pulling pranks like stealing doorknobs and dousing passerbys with flour. One thing Kelly's book does not mention is today's Halloween centerpiece. That came a little bit later.
Trick-or-treating maybe, you know, 1920s, 1930s, definitely by the 40s. It's an American adaptation of an old medieval costumed begging custom.
So as you head out tomorrow to celebrate Halloween, remember that while it is uniquely of America, it is still not entirely from America, which is, of course, very American. Something we understand today, thanks in large part to Ruth Kelly.
What did it keep? It kept that otherworldly seed of what Halloween always kind of has been, this other world, looking into the other world, imagining the creatures that might live right beyond the shadows. And she gets that in her book.
Ruth Edna Kelly, resident ghost at the Lynn Public Library, author of The Book of Halloween, which was at Americans' fingertips for the first time when Halloween arrived 96 years ago this week. From the Curiosity Desk, I'm Edgar B. Herwig III, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.